So, Shane, thank you for joining us. Impart some wonderful wisdom with your business doctor credentials. Elevator pitches, they're in the news, they're in shows like The Apprentice, and we have to use them when we're out networking, and it's a way of communicating different aspects of our business. It's an Americanism, and since you're from that neck of the woods slightly in the past, I thought that, well, maybe you'd be the best person to talk about them. Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm terribly intrigued as to why on earth it's called an elevator pitch. Please, what's the origin of that term?
Well, it's, you know what? I always thought it was an elevator pitch. It was probably explained to me at one point in time that because if you were, if you jumped in an elevator with someone you were trying to impress, you had a very short space of time to convince them
Okay, yeah.
of your product. However, I recently read a story that and I hope it's true. I generally hope it's true. But it actually is based on Elisha Otis, the founder of the Otis Elevator Company.
Okay.
So, in the 18, it was about 1850s, I think it was something like that. Elevators, lifts, sorry. One and the same. But they the safety mechanism wasn't there. So if a cable broke, the elevator just dropped. Now, that can't happen today because there's safety locks, safety brakes in place.
Thank God,
Well, exactly. Elisha Otis, he invented those. He invented the brakes. But nobody was convinced that they would work because of the weight of the elevators. They didn't think it would substantiate. So he created a open side elevator for the 1854 New York's World Fair. And to demonstrate his product, he took it up as high as it would go on his example, and stood on top of the lift and had his assistant cut the cable. Boy, literally,
My
talk about
God.
being 100% in on a product. You could not be more in on a product than he
That's
was.
a sales pitch, isn't
Yeah,
it?
exactly. But the rest is history because they're the largest manufacturer of elevators all over the world. But it proved that what he had produced, worked. So thus the elevator pitch is, trying to impress, someone or a wider audience in a very short space of time, grab the attention and,
All
leave
right.
them
I love
all,
it.
leave
Okay,
them
yeah.
with no doubt that your service, your product is what they want.
Right. Oh, very interesting.
It is very interesting. I think it's actually from what I've conjured up in my little mind as I've listened to the story, far more attention grabbing and probably based a little bit more on visual stuff. Never mind, what we understand now is that, stand up and present yourself, for 30 seconds potentially in a lift, how one would understand it, without that story. There's just lots more kind of like visionary stuff that pops into my mind, really.
Well, I think, if you can separate the two, because a 60-second pitch is different from the classical elevator pitch. And I know they get merged. And to me, it's kind of like talking about PR and marketing. I think sometimes people get PR and marketing can confuse. So, an elevator pitch, like marketing is selling a product, a very specific thing, at a very specific time. Whereas networking for me is more like PR. You're trying to represent a brand or build a brand or establish that to a network. Thus networking kind of does what it says on the tin. So, if it's an elevator pitch, you're really go back to Elijah Otis. He recognized there was a gap in the market. Elevators weren't stopping when the cable broke. Kind of one of those things we just take for granted now. But yeah, so his sales pitch was all about, exploiting that gap in the market, showing people how their lives would be better as a result of his product, preventing that gap or filling that gap, if you will. So again, very much a sales pitch. It didn't do anything for the Otis brand other than the fact that people saw the locks on the elevator, so they knew the product and then they associated it with the brand and not the other way around. Whereas networking, you can't really sell at a networking event. At least, very few people can do it effectively. You have to have a phenomenal product that just grabs people's, you know, attention from the get-go, then they can instantly see how much better their lives are going to be because of, you know, using your product or your service. So really networking is about finding those contacts, you know, being able to pull them away outside of the event or the meeting and start those one-to-one conversations and build those relationships. And that's really where that 60 second comes in. You know, you really want to, you know, position yourself and the brand more than the actual selling of your services or your product.
Mm-hmm. So how would you say, I would imagine you'll say it was good for somebody to learn, you know, their 60 second sort of, well, not, so you're basically saying an elevator pitch is a selling of a one product, whereas a networking pitch or whatever we call it really.
Pitch is
different.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 60 seconds. Yeah.
Really, it's basically an idea for people to think, right, how in 60 seconds, what sort of points would you think they should try and remember to say, but without sounding, as you say, salesy?
Yeah. Well, I think if when you're trying to build your network or establish that, you need to be clear who you are and what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, communicate that. If I just walk into a room and say, hey, everybody, I'm Shane Stark, let's do business.
Mm. I would.
Yeah, well, you know,
with that name alone.
Wish there were more Waynes in this world, to be honest with you. But if you explain who you are, what you do, you know, what you're looking for, and generally I find that when I'm doing 60 seconds, I try and find a theme that I can stick with for a 4 to 6 week period, you know, and kind of repeating that because, you know, 60 seconds, and especially if you're in a very large room, you know, we tend to forget 80% of what we've just heard within a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm. So, but if I can keep coming back with the same theme, you know, people might think, oh yeah, Shane, he always talks about that. That's that guy. So then there's the association with that. And then as silly as it sounds, wrap it up the same way you started. Tell people who you are, what you do, and then thank them for their time.
Yeah.
You know, be polite about it. You know, keep in mind that everybody at a networking event is predominantly selling and not buying. So you really have to find, you know, the LinkedIn, I guess, for lack of a better word, that's going to help you establish those relationships. And if you're, you know, if you're new to networking, or if you're just starting up, or if you're thinking about starting a business and you're trying to, you know, find some contacts and stuff like that, you know, really take the time to listen to what's being said and make notes. And I think that's where, you know, some people probably don't get as much out of networking because they're so focused on what they're offering. Mm-hmm. They don't always listen to what other people are offering and how it can benefit them. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think, you know, again, networking, it's got to be, you know, whereas going back to the elevator pitch, I'm just going to blast you with why I've got what you need and why your life's going to be better as a direct result of it. Networking is a bit more of establishing a relationship and a dialogue.
Yeah, I think, you know, networking, you definitely kind of reap the rewards later on, don't you? It's definitely not a, I mean, you certainly have to kind of stand up and kind of talk your corner to some degree. But, you know, you could quite easily bring fun into it. I think business should be more about fun, you know, honesty. I think it also helps to set you apart a little bit as well, I think. But you're right with the memorable stuff. It doesn't have to be related to your service or your product, but you could just have a little bit of fun with it. I found that mentioning the fact that I had a young son constantly and how old he was at each meeting started to probably grate on some, but connect with others. to the point where people would actually email asking me about my son more than what it is I actually do for a living. So it's kind of interesting what you can do and how people can connect. It's funny as well that people probably associate or link to animals quite readily as well. You know, particularly if you're kind of pushing this onto, you know, social media engagement and those kind of things. You know, what is different and unique about you? People probably respond more to a picture of your dog playing in the autumn leaves as it would be at the moment than a service pitch, you know. So it comes back to understanding your market, I suppose, and that sort of thing.
Question that's sort of come to my mind is that I have to say I personally think I am rubbish at networking. Because I get so nervous. You wouldn't think I would from the job I do, but I do. So have either of you got any tips on, you know, there's an awful lot of people who go to networking meetings that I'm sure feel exactly the same, that they've got to stand up and do their little pitch bit. Have either of you got any tips on how to overcome that and you know, perhaps what to have on their little notes in front of them to stand up and say when it's all like, introduce yourself. Oh my God, I've got to introduce myself.
Well, and you know what? It's for as much as we know about ourselves and what we do, because we do it every day, we live our lives every day, we are us every day. It's hard to get up and talk about yourself.
I find it really scary.
It's not an easy thing. So I used to practice talking about myself. I would write things down. And sometimes when you hear yourself say something out loud, you'll know if it sounds good, if it sounds bad, or you know, you say it in a slightly different way. But again, you know, practice. You know, 60-second is your brand. And if you're nervous for 60 seconds, then your brand will be nervous.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about what you say or what you do.
Yeah.
But if you practice it, at least then you kind of know where you're going with the conversation. And you know, it doesn't always, if you're not 60 seconds, there's, you know, if you get what you want across in 30 seconds, that's fine. I think some people get so caught up that if I don't talk for 60 seconds, you know, it's going to look bad on me. No, if your message is very clear and succinct and people can, you know, sign off on it and they get it, 30 seconds is all you need. Cause the next 30 seconds you spend talking, trying to fill that gap, is actually going to be detrimental as opposed to, you know, benefiting what you've just done.
Mm. Yeah. People start waffling, don't they?
Yeah.
And faster and faster thinking. You know, they're going
to. I'm also a big fan of business. I think anytime we can borrow somebody else's good ideas, more networking, we see somebody do something, you know, or say something in a certain way or communicate something in a certain way, you know, try and borrow those good ideas and, you know, see how they fit into your repertoire. There's plenty of times that I've been networking, I've been saying a message that I thought I was saying very clear, and then I've heard somebody else say exactly what I was saying in a much better way. God, that sounds so much better than what I just said.
I think as well, like kind of you had mentioning there, taking note of people in the room, you know, and talking to those that have been networking for some time. You know, if you're going to commit to network, you're going to go on a path of learning the skill. You know, you're not going to learn it overnight really to deliver a successful pitch that people are going to find interesting. And when you've got the bare bones of it, like anything, it's like any kind of marketing initiative, if you like, once you've got the bare bones of what you want to say, that you replicate week in and week out, you know, then you're just kind of like thinking of maybe a couple of lines of text, you know, a bit of new information that is, you know, something that you might steal from the news or what's happening in culturally or whatever it might well be. But it's something that is kind of different that you can impart different. So I would always kind of start off like Shane's mentioned, you know, a brief biog and background, and then I'd tailor it into what I've been looking at, maybe a project that week, and then sign it off something similar. I'm not necessarily out to make a huge point or anything like that. It's maybe just an update on some project or, you know, or a delightful testimonial or anything really. So we don't have to be, you know, too judgmental on what we're out to achieve within our kind of 60-second pitch. Just getting out there and doing something, I think, is part of the winning the fight, so to speak, with your own personality constraints, you know.
I was just going to add one more thing to that. Again, going with the, you know, kind of new business, launching new business, you know, that sort of thing, you know, buyers have to go through, and relationships as well, you kind of have to go through this no like trust scenario, right? So getting people to like you is obviously much easier than getting people to trust you. You know, that just takes time.
Yeah.
So if you are going networking and whether you're really good at networking or whether, you know, you're really bad at networking, constantly being there, you know, having conversations with people, just because you're not good at 60 seconds, you know, odds are people will learn to like you. And if they understand what you're saying, they see the benefits of it, just because you don't present it well and good, you know, don't let that deteriorate. but you've got to be consistent. You've got to keep showing up and you got to keep being present. Mm. I've on quite a few, networking events across the circuit that a lot of us are on. And you see people that pop in every other month, every 90 days, something like that. They say their bit and then you don't see them for a while. They're great people, but I can't build a relationship with them. It's not as easy as the folks that I see on a regular basis. So, once you commit to it, be present to the event, present. And again, like I said, listen to what's being said, but also just be consistent with it, constantly show up and be there. Let people get to, obviously online now, let people get to know, your face and what you sound like, first and foremost, and they'll build the relationship from there.
Mm. Wonderful. Yeah. Great tips as ever. Shane Stark, Business Doctor, Shropshire. Thank you so much for your time, for imparting some wisdom, and we'll speak again shortly.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you very much, Shane. And to be fair, that's also made me think perhaps I should do a bit more networking. Come on, be brave. Get out there.
See you right there, definitely.
That's great. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Okay. Thanks. Cheers, Shane.